From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. takes Russia to task over Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has accused Russia of sowing seeds of global instability and questioned whether Moscow genuinely wants a viable ceasefire in Syria. In a hard-hitting speech at Oxford University, Carter emphasized deep skepticism about Russian intentions in Syria, even as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry prepared to fly to Geneva for more talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Their discussions last weekend on the sidelines of an economic summit in China failed to produce a nationwide ceasefire in Syria or a U.S.-Russian military cooperation agreement.
Russia entered the Syrian tragedy saying it wanted to counter terrorism and end the civil war, which is the source of so much suffering, through a political transition. But what it has done is very different from what it said. Unfortunately, so far, Russia, with its support for the Assad regime, has made the situation in Syria more dangerous, more prolonged, more violent. That has contributed to what President Obama this weekend called the gaps of trust that exist between our two countries.
Carter accused Moscow of unprofessional behavior in Syria, Ukraine, and cyberspace, alleging the Russians have a clear ambition to erode the principled international order. President Barack Obama and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte met informally Wednesday in a holding room before attending a gala dinner at a regional summit. Although there has been no confirmation of the meeting by the White House, a Philippine official said they had met in a holding room. This is VOA News. The Philippine government Wednesday released what it says are surveillance pictures of Chinese Coast Guard ships and barges at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Asked on Wednesday how alarmed the government was by the presence of the Chinese ships, presidential spokesman Ernesto Albeda told reporters in Vientiane enough to announce it. China has built many such islands in the disputed resource-rich sea, much to the alarm of governments in the region. President Obama said the United States has a profound moral and humanitarian obligation to support efforts to clear bombs its forces dropped on Laos during the Vietnam War.
Over the course of roughly a decade, the United States dropped more bombs on Laos than Germany and Japan during World War II. Some 270 million cluster bomblets were dropped on this country.
80 million cluster munitions did not explode, instead settling on farmland and around villages, only to later kill or injure 20,000 people. Obama spoke of that legacy as he visited a center in Vientiane called the Cooperative Orthotic and Prosthetic Enterprise that offers treatment for survivors. The U.S. president stressed that wars impact countless people beyond the famous who appear in history books. The comments came a day after announcing $90 million in U.S. funding over the next 3 years to help the survivors in bomb-clearing efforts. Apple is set to unveil a new iPhone that many analysts believe will not have an analog headphone jack, possibly leading to a significant shift in the way people listen to digital music and other audio. During its annual fall product launch event Wednesday in the western U.S. city of San Francisco, the world's most valuable publicly traded company is expected to unveil an iPhone 7 that will be incrementally improved with features such as a touch-sensitive home button that vibrates and dual-lens cameras for the larger Plus edition. The iPhone 7s are also expected to have faster processors and more memories. However, other than some new colors, the new iPhones will look similar to the models Apple has been selling since 2014. Malaysia is reporting that country's first case of a pregnant woman infected with a mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health minister, S. Subramaniam, told reporters Wednesday that the patient is a 27-year-old married woman who lives in the southern state of Johor, which borders Singapore. The city-state is undergoing an outbreak of Zika infections in Singapore, having recorded a total of 275 cases. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.